Yesterday morning on Racing HQ, we spoke with Amanda Turner, and then this unfolded.
My goodness, Peter Wells has put on an exhibition here. Art of Excellent turns the corner, 12 lengths clear from Huswick. Then Know How raised the limit, Tenorino, and Royal Navy's getting a split now. Art of Excellent, the fuel gauge is running on empty. It's 8 lengths clear, Royal Navy raised the limit, and Tenorino, Art of Excellent, 4 in front, 3 in front, raised the limit, Royal Navy are driving. Art of Excellence can't pick his feet up. Royal Navy lunges. Oh, this is so close. The favourite Royal Navy's joined Art of Excellence right on the line.
I was standing here at French's Forest and I was looking at the TV screen thinking, how far is this horse in front? Halfway down the straight, I'm thinking, come on, come on. Then right on the line, Royal Navy dived. But for Amanda Turner and Mario Paletti, the trainers of Art of Excellence, I couldn't have been more happy watching the result. Well done, Amanda.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. And it was a big day yesterday.
It was. And you told us yesterday morning that the horses, you know, Peter Wells knows the horse so well that you've just got to let him go. But you probably couldn't have imagined he was going to be so far in front, 800 from home.
No, it's hard because, the horse initially, say 12 months ago, had a very bad breathing problem. He had that epiglottic entrapment. And every time yesterday, I was just shaking my head because I could see every time Peter wanted to try and steady him up, he would start half choking. Yeah. And then he'd just try and steady him up again, and it was happening again. And, of course, you've just sort of got to let him run. It just makes it really hard because if you don't, he starts panicking. He actually will stop.
He'll just stop.
He did a terrific job.
As I said to you yesterday, Peter's just a nice key to him, isn't he? That he knows the horse and what he can do.
Yeah. And as I said, you could see Peter trying to work his mouth and keep him breathing. Yeah. And every time I could actually see the horse, you could see him sort of half choking. I think, oh, no. And you have to let him flow along. And I mean, neither he or I would have wanted him to run that strong, but you just can't do anything about it. You've just got to leave him alone. Otherwise, he will just actually just choke down and stop. Even though the problem's not there anymore on the scope, it's fine. But when he starts panicking like that, it can just come about.
Yeah. I tell you, there was a few panicking halfway down the straight. We had something small on it, and we were yelling and screaming just to hold on.
Yeah, it was just strange because he's been so relaxed at the races, but home track, he was really quite fired up yesterday, and John McGarr took him around with his pony. He did a super job to keep him relaxed because he was well fired up.
Mm. How were you? I mean, did you think you'd won?
I hoped we had. I thought because Saturday we went down by a small margin with more to gain, and I thought, oh, not this again. But it did look more convincing to me that he won, yes.
Yeah. I wasn't too sure, to be honest. I thought you did, and then people around me were going, oh, no, Royal Navy's got it on the line. So I've become less convinced.
It was just a relief that it'll come off. And, I mean, it's hard because first time over a mile, we didn't know whether he was going to get that. Mm. It was a super effort. Like, I think if we went back to Warwick Farm again, I think we'd stick to the 1,400. But, no, the horse has pulled up very well, actually.
Well, I think there's nothing like it. I mean, as I say, he was, you know, I'm going to say 10 to 12 lengths in front, 800 from home. There's nothing like it watching a horse do that. You've well explained the issues with the horse that you've had and why he was doing it yesterday, but there's nothing like a race like that too, you know?
No, it was exciting to watch. And. Yeah. I mean, as I said, no one thought he'd be that far out in front, but you've got to try and get him in some sort of a rhythm. And as I said, you could see Peter working with his mouth, trying to get him to come back. And every time he'd just come back a little cog, and next minute you could see him half choke, and they'd have to let him go again. But it was a huge effort for him to actually keep on doing it and get to the line and manage to win the race. But I mean, Peter's done a super job with him yesterday because he wouldn't have been easy, you know?
No, exactly. No, look, you text me last night and I really wanted to get you on this morning. I really felt satisfied for you considering that it was 1,600 metres, bit of a test, and the way that he did win and held on so bravely to win by that small margin. Well done to the whole team, and I include Peter Wells in that because, again, he's just done a job with the horse that has got him victory there yesterday. When are we going to see him again?
Well, I think we'll just make sure he's eating really good and gets right over it before we even think about where we're going to go. It depends on how much he sort of goes up in the ratings and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of factors.
Yep.
But the horse is happy, but he just, you know, he's tired today, as you expect that.
Yeah.
But he's eaten well, and he just had a walk around the roads this morning, had a roll and had a pick and that sort of thing, and we just did that for a couple more days before we even put a saddle on him and go again. But he's you know, he has pulled up very, very well considering the run he had.
Well, I had a roll around on the ground after it won yesterday too. So well done. It was a great result, and just the way that it led and held on, it was a super win. Thanks, Amanda. Well done.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Amanda Turner. Good on you. Amanda Turner there with Art of Excellence.